Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Welcome to the Start Creating podcast, episode 19. I'm feeling a bit better today. I'm much less sniffly. I apologise to everyone that had to deal with my nose dripping and my coughing and my spluttering and my sneezing. Currently sat in my office, stroke, office, bedroom thing. Basically where I work. Basically anywhere that you see my videos where I've got the shelving in the background. It's a double bedroom that doesn't have a bed in it. Right, it's just got a sofa in it, and that's what I record from. It's where I work from when I get a chance. So I'm currently sat there, currently hiding and enjoying the air, the fresh air and the chill. I'm hoping not to get cold and flu. The other half, unfortunately, bless her. Like, she's non-stop at the moment. She had her surgery the other month. She was feeling ill the other week, and now she's got a chest infection. It's non-stop at the moment. I'm hoping that all of the germs and stuff disappear before Christmas, because we're only a couple of months away. And I'm sorry to everyone that just cringed. Yeah, I'm normally like that as well. Just do yourself a favour, start looking at Christmas presents now. You know, chipping away 20, 30 quid somewhere, right? At the moment, I'm doing quite well. This is a few days after me finally setting up all the laptop. The laptop's been with me for a week now. I've had a chance to use it to render. The new laptop's an absolute beast. I mean, stuff that used to take me 20, 30, 40 minutes to render now take like 2, 3, 4 minutes tops. I've been able to plough through. Well, I had some client work. Basically, I do video editing as well. Some of you may or may not know. So yes, I do YouTube stuff, but YouTube isn't my full-time income. The clients that I find through YouTube is my full-time income. So YouTube in itself, as in AdWords, doesn't pay me enough that I could just work on only my videos. But the people that come through me to talk to me and want a channel review or a deep dive or need help with thumbnails or video editing or consulting, that's effectively what runs my day-to-day life. It's very YouTube focused, but anyway, so as editing video work, and previously, I'll be honest, I'd edit 2 or 3 videos and then I'd have to click render and then it'd take 30, 40 minutes to render and then I'd be like, oh, okay. And it kind of kicked you out of that mindset, that editing bubble. So I'd be like, edit, edit, edit 3 videos, click render, and then it'd be like, okay, well, that's 3 weeks worth of content. I'll schedule that out and it'll be fine. I'll be done. And then I'll deal with it again in a few days' time when I can be bothered to do some more. Or, you know, obviously I make sure that I hit the deadlines that the client requires. But it would be easier for me if I was able to bulk record much more and faster and easier. So this new laptop, in the last 2 days, I've edited 22 videos. And when rendering them out, all 22 in total, cost me about 20 minutes worth of time. Rather than 5-6 minutes each times 22. So that meant that me editing, I enjoyed editing because I knew that once that video was done, that video was done. I'm now a couple of weeks into the content that I've already received, and hopefully some of these clients now means that due to the amount of videos that I've edited for them, I won't have to edit any more videos for them for at least a couple of months. And rather, luckily, I'm on a retainer basis based on that video content. So I can't express enough how much bulk and batch recording will help you, because I've still fulfilled their contract. I'm still doing exactly what I needed to do for them, which is one or two videos a week. I'll then title, tag, describe, optimize, and whatever else I need to do for that client. But instead of me doing it week to week, day to day, and causing myself my own stress, thanks to this new laptop upgrade, I will be able to bash it all out and either take on more client work or be a hell of a lot less stressed because all the client work has been seen to. You know, I've got it all under control already months, weeks in advance. And I tell you what, that's exactly what I need at the moment. Things have been doing quite well. Business is doing well. Income is okay. But me and my other half are already eyeing up. We need to move home out of this house, which is her mum's due to financial things with her mum. I won't go into detail. It's not fair on her mum. So in the process, we have to move. But we was going to have to move sooner or later anyway. I'll be debt free from my previous business ventures very, very, very soon. This new laptop has cost a pretty penny, but it's all on the business. So things are going quite well. And it's a good feeling. Ever feel that you finally hit your groove and you've got your momentum and you just want to keep jogging so you don't lose that buzz? It's where I am at the moment. Clients are coming to me, people are finding me, the YouTube channel's about hit 10,000 subscribers. It's a good feeling. So, from last week when I was feeling all crappy and all bleh, to now, really, it's different. What a difference a week makes, right? So, I thought that I would share with you on this week's podcast how you can get 1 million views for your YouTube channel. Why? Because not only am I about to hit 10,000 subscribers, I've just hit and amassed 1 million views for my YouTube channel. For some people, that can be a viral video. For other people, it's a lifeline spread over much, much hard work. So, let's step into that. Now, before we dive into how to get 1 million views on YouTube, I want to give you a little foot up, a little bonus. Go to alanspicer.com/ebook and download my completely free ebook, which gives you 10 tips on how to start and grow your YouTube channel from minor branding through to consistency. That's alanspicer.com/ebook. Go and get it today. 1 million views. Now, to many people who don't understand YouTube, they think that 1 million views makes you a megastar. They think that 1 million views is all you need to be YouTube famous. 1 million views makes you thousands of pounds. 1 million views is what you need to kickstart a career in whatever you want, for you to be full-time at YouTube. 1 million views can all be done in just one video. Now, I'm going to pop a few misconceptions this week, but my YouTube channel, the Alan Spicer channel, has just passed 1 million views on YouTube. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of me being stubborn. It's a lot of YouTube tutorials. It's a lot of hard work uploading and content. And all in all, I'd say about 360, 370 odd videos, maybe even more. I'm probably hurtling towards 400 at this point. Now, some people can make 1 million views in just a few videos. Janelle Iliana, for example, made millions and millions of views on her first video. But I'm here to tell you that that's not the norm. Now, you can get 1 million views. And most people can if they dedicate themselves to an idea. So, in my case, my 1 million view story is that I decided 2.5 years ago-ish now that I wanted to start adding value. I wanted to start uploading tutorials. I wanted to start creating evergreen content that people could constantly search to answer a question that they are dealing with right now or in 2, 3, 5, 10 years' time. The plan was that if I could upload tutorials that help you, interspersed with my personality, my charisma, my sense of humour, that in the long run, you'll learn to love me or trust me, subscribe to the channel, and then watch my other stuff that isn't necessarily click this, click that, click save, done. Now, there is a large percentage on my YouTube channel which are feature tutorials. They are how to delete a YouTube channel, how to report a YouTube video, how to get more subscribers, or how to use certain features like end cards and info cards. But there's also things on there, it's like top 10 tips, or there's me ranting, or there's motivational videos. Now, my 1 million views story comes from 380 odd videos all combining to build a resource. Hopefully, in the long run, I will be a go-to place for you. I've answered one of your questions at some point in the past. That's how you found me. That's how you subscribed to my channel. Or that's how you found me through my podcast. And then you stuck around. You found me funny. You found me engaging. You found me useful. Over the time and over the future, I plan to evolve my YouTube channel. So not only now will you get tutorials telling you which features and functionality, but once I've covered most of the main features and functionality, I will step you through strategy, I will step you through business, I will step you through income, I will set you through brand development and business ideas, and maybe even, if I ever get to the point, how to write books and how to start podcasts. And I want to be a channel where it covers you from day one, when you don't even know what a YouTube is, through to day 1,200, in which at that point you've developed a brand, you've developed a style, you have a colour scheme, you have an audience base, you're looking to monetize, or you're looking to expand your business. Now, it's going to take me a while to build up that process. The first 2-3 years, I just want to pump out tutorials, and that's what I've done. 2.5 years worth of tutorials, and my 1 million views, which all snowballs, because once you get that kind of thing, YouTube understands who you are or can see behavior on your videos, and then they rank you a little bit better and they understand what niche you are serving to, which means the next time you publish a video in that niche that you've done quite well in. So for example, I've got a couple of videos. Initially was how to delete your YouTube channel. And then the next one was how to delete your YouTube channel on mobile, because I'd established the first video that I knew what I was talking about. The second one did much better. And the more I put out, the more the YouTube algorithm trusts me in those niches. So I've started doing stuff on Instagram and I started doing stuff on TikTok to seed those ideas that in a year's time, maybe my next TikTok video does a little bit better, and a little bit better, and a little bit better. So the plan was, the first 2 years, 3 years, is I put out these tutorials. The next 2, 2.5 years, I'll intersperse growth strategies. I'll intersperse channel reviews. I'll intersperse community things, maybe product reviews. So I'll teach you what content I, what products I use, what rendering software I use, why I upgraded my webcam to a Canon 200D, and how that made a difference, why an iPhone versus your Canon is a good debate to have, in which one is mobile and one is not. I can't hop on a train to go down and see my family, which I may be doing soon. I can't take my DSLR camera. I'm terrified I would break it. But I can take my iPhone, and I can still create video content while sat in a hotel room. You can still create content no matter where you happen to be. I will also explain to you why I upgraded my laptop from a bog standard almost netbook to a complete beast in the Dell XPS 15 with an i9 card that can render in 4K that absolutely rips through HD footage. These are the things that you build upon, and these are the things that take you from your first 1,000 views to your first 10,000 views to your first 100,000 views, to my case, my first 1 million views. And hopefully, with my planning, the tutorials in the first 2-3 years, the infrastructure in the next 2-3 years, and then after that, I teach you business, and I teach you how I built my business, how I got my customers, how I keep my audience, how you can build passive income, how I can trade in online training courses, or how I can anything. I'm going to slowly build my little bubble, my little business, and I'm going to tell you how I did it. Because that's what my channel is all about. That's what every view on my channel is for. That's 1 million questions answered. And I want that to be millions of questions answered on many topics related to growing on YouTube. Not just your channel, but your business, your brand, your income, your future. So, how do you get 1 million views on YouTube? You set yourself a niche. You set yourself a goal. You understand that it will take one view at a time, and you lead with value, because it's that value that is getting me those views. If my video was pointless, if it was me eating a cheese toastie completely out of context, it's not me teaching you how to make the cheese toastie, it's just me eating a cheese toastie, and the camera's really badly framed, and nobody understands it, then nobody's looking for it. All of my videos have a reason. All of my videos have titles, descriptions, and tags that explain why you are there and how it can help you, or is related to a video that will. The way you get 1 million views is by leading with value, by answering some questions, by making sure that the person clicks on your video and clicks off your video better than they were 3 to 5 minutes ago. If you can improve their life by them watching your content, then that video was worth making. Also, if they watch your entire video and they engage with you, YouTube knows that it's a video worth watching, and in the long run will rank it. You need to play the long-term game. Yes, you can get 1 million views in one day if you nail the video, if you promote it properly, maybe if you push it out there with promoted ads, right? But some of you may have already seen my statistics. Some of my videos do horrific for the first 30 days. It may take 3 to 6 months, but then they pop. I've got videos that have got 200,000-300,000 views, but they got next to nothing in their first week. What happened? People started watching it. People started engaging in it. People found it useful. People started clicking on it. YouTube saw that every time anyone looked at that video, it helped them and it ranked higher. My goal is to make hundreds, thousands of videos that over the long run slip their way in a search, slip their way in a helping people. And yeah, if I seed it now, it might take 3-6 months to pop. But it just means in 3 to 6 months' time, when I'm talking about business or income or equipment that you could be investing in, then that'd be even more helpful when that seeds as well. So, if you want 1 million views on YouTube, you have to keep grinding. Focus on your niche. Lead with value. Go out there. Start creating. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.